Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wicked Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand. Wicked Curiosity Media, changing the view of the world around you.
Battlefield is back right here on the Wicked Curiosity Media. I am so freaking happy that I messed that up. I actually said, I don't even know how I said that, but we are back. It is the Opinion Battlefield live with me, Brian, the greatest guy in the world. And then as a special guest host I have with me today, because everybody knows we went on a hiatus because I didn't have a host, is my co-host and a good friend of mine, and he has another show here on the network, and I'll let him talk about that here in a little bit. His name is Brian. Brian, how you doing?
I am doing well, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And for those of you who are listening, guess what? That is not me pretending to be someone else. That is actually another gentleman named Brian on the show. So we're back, man. I'm happy. I'm glad the show's back. Man, there's been so much crazy stuff happening in the world that I've not been able to talk about on this show. I'm glad you were able to come on and do this with me, because we need to talk about some of the things that are going on. And I mean, what better place to do it than right here on the Wicked Curiosity Media site? So, yeah, man, I'm pumped. I am super pumped. I'm happy. It's been a good week for me. I ain't really had nothing going on since really nothing major. But how have you been?
I've been doing well. I am enjoying my time off, you know, with this whole COVID thing. I'm off at the hospital, so kind of just relaxing, hanging out with the kids, and trying to stay as busy as I can, but not without going stir crazy, you know?
Absolutely. Dude, the world is crazy. This COVID stuff's messed up. It is all insane. It's crazy. They talk about this massive outbreak now. There's like a massive outbreak down in Florida and all these other places. But then again, I think a big part of this might be government control, to see how much they can control the people. Because if you think about it, we'll go back to the protesting that's been going on, which we will talk about some of. But the protesting, it was crazy. It was insane. And then all of a sudden, you know, all these protests start out. And then the very next day, there was a massive outbreak of coronavirus cases, you know, in the area. Now, here's my problem with that. They say it takes 2 weeks to show symptoms, 2 weeks to be able to be diagnosed, all this other stuff, right? It has to be with you for 2 weeks before you can even diagnose the stuff, and have to be before the symptoms show. So how is it that so many people can get together and protest, and then all of a sudden within 24 hours, there's this massive outbreak of coronavirus?
Yes, when this whole thing started, it was a two-week incubation period, 14 days. It was supposed to be 2 weeks before you started to show symptoms, signs, anything like that. And like you say, every time something happens, there's a new outbreak. Anytime anybody's attention gets diverted to something that seems important, we got a new outbreak. We got this going on. It's this new killing, this new gun, this new whatever. Every time something comes up, now we have corona news. Oh, we're shutting another state down. We're shutting your rights down here. It's getting crazy.
It is. It's sad that our government does what they can to control. Now, there are some people that believe the government has no control over this. They don't do, you know, it's It's not scripted. It's not organized. It's not planned. And I believe that there have been some things in the world that, you know, have been like that. But I am a firm believer that the government will do what they can to control people. You know, it's like they talk about these antibody testings and getting everybody chipped and implanted and everything. Now, I haven't heard much about that lately, just, you know, despite everything that's going on, you know, now. But it's just crazy because there is government there's government control. There is government control. And people that say there is not definitely have their blinders on.
No, I think I would say I'm not going to use any names, but I would say somebody very high up in our political realm has seen Demolition Man one too many times.
I love that movie.
I love the movie too, but that's just my take. I think that's happened.
It's fun. Next thing, yeah, you're right, because I could see us going to the Three Seashells. So.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I didn't say this yet, but like I said, I did say part of it. You are listening to The Opinion Battlefield on Wicked Curiosity Media. We are here every single Thursday. Now, we've been on break, with the exception of next week as well, because I will be out of town. So we will be off next week, but then the week after that, I will be back every Thursday. We are live 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the East Coast time. So if you're on the West Coast, that would be, I believe, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock your time. So on the West Coast. There you go. Yeah, that's right. You're on the West Coast. So
I am.
That's right.
I am on the coast. I am not only on the coast, I can literally see the coast. That's how close I am.
Nice, asshole. But anyway, so we're going to be talking about protesting issues that's been going on. We are going to be talking about the St. Louis couple and the gun situation where they were holding their guns with the protesters that were traveling through a gated community. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Brett Favre and Colin Kaepernick, and then we're going to try and make sure we got some time for something else that I want to touch base on. If you want to call in at any point of the show, you want to cuss me out, you want to cuss the other Brian out, you want to talk to us, you want to share your opinions, your thoughts, your views, your whatever, your hopes, desires, and dreams, I don't care. The number you can call in at is 718-664-9735. That's 718-664-9735. And that is a number you can call in here, you can reach us, and you can talk to us. So, Brian, the big thing in the news right now is a couple in St. Louis are sitting at their house, and they're in a gated community, and there is a group of protesters that come through to, if I remember, they're going to the mayor's house that lives in this gated community, or a shortcut to get to the city building. Something like that.
Yes.
I'm pulling it up now so I can make sure. Right.
They're going to the mayor's
house. Right. So the understanding of what happens here is this gated community is locked. These protesters, and I've seen the pictures of the gate, protesters come in. Now, they're supposed to be peaceful protesters. They break down this gate, and they come into this gated community. Now, first off, if you go by law, there's breaking and entering right there. So
yes.
At that point, you are no longer a peaceful protesting group. So they continue their march through. The house right there, that's right by the gate, the couple that's inside, the husband, I don't have his name, he sees this. So they go outside with their guns. The protesters come walking by. They're, you know, he lets them know, hey, look, they're flipping out. Hey, you know, why the fuck you got a gun? We're not here for you and all this other stuff. But then they're flipping out. Now, it becomes a big clusterfuck of what happened, because you're going to get mixed stories from both sides.
Yes.
You've got this lady pointing a gun at the protesters.
Kind of pointing a gun. She had a, like you said earlier, she was having a tough time with that gun.
Well, yeah, because you could see she was scared. She was shaking. She had no trigger discipline. I mean, her hand is on the trigger. You know,
yes.
But if you look, I mean, there's one part of the video, she's standing in her yard pointing it at them. And then there's another part where she's standing in like what looked like maybe a driveway, and she's pointing it at them. So she's sitting here pointing this gun at them. They're yelling at the couple. The couple's yelling at them. The guy, he's sitting here. He's got an AR-15, and you know he's telling them, get the hell away. Just get the fuck away. You're not going to come up here to my house. You're not going to tear my house down. You're going to burn my house down. You're not going to kill my family. And that's what he was worried about. Now, from his account, the protesters are also screaming that they were going to kill their dog and everything like that.
Yes.
Now, what the problem is, I see where I can see where in a sense, I see where they were right. I see where they were right more than anything. But I also see where parts of it where they were wrong. Now, before I don't want to give my opinion because I've been talking too much anyways, but I want to hear your take on this situation.
Well, I have my opinion is if somebody breaks in, they broke down the gate. Okay, the reports are they broke down the gate. It's tough to get when I'm reading the articles about it. Obviously, we weren't there. These protesters, nobody knows what peaceful protesters are. A peaceful protest can turn violent in about 10 seconds. It takes one person and the whole rest of them follow. It's just the way it is. We all know this. Protests turn that way very, very quickly, all the time. So the McCloskeys don't know what these people are doing on their property. And that's really what it comes down to. A protest broke out, and these protesters are invading your property. They're coming onto your property, your home, your family, your kids, your dog, whatever. Are you going to sit there and say, okay, go ahead, have access to my home. If you want to go through, we don't know exactly what you're doing. You're strangers on my property. Go through. Do whatever. You know, I personally would be very uncomfortable with that. I don't know who wouldn't. And any of these protesters are not in their situation. They're the ones invading somebody's property. They need to be putting themselves in the other person's shoes. Hey, wait a second. At my own home, I'm protesting police saying, okay, the police don't have the right to enter my home. They don't have the right to come onto my property. But yet, I have the right to stomp through anybody's fucking property anytime I want because I'm a peaceful protester. I don't care what color you are. I don't care anything about that. You, as a protester, should know you need to treat these people like you'd want your home treated.
Absolutely. Well, see, and the thing is, that's, like I said, they were originally, I mean, it starts off, they're breaking and entering.
Yeah.
So they tear this gate down. I don't know if you saw pictures of the gate, but I mean, it was fucked. It's not like they just pried it open. Like, they destroyed this gate. And what gets me about all this is, so you're breaking and entering, they're walking down the street. And like you said, and like we were talking about prior to the show, there are protesters in this world. There are peaceful protests. I'm actually proud to say, we have a protest. We had a protest here just not too long ago, last month, and the person that organized it was like a 17-year-old, somewhere between 14 and 16-year-old girl, I think it was. And she called the police. She let everybody know, hey, we're going to be protesting. We want to do this. It's going to be peaceful. Four police officers. That's all that were there. Four cops showed up to this. That's it. This thing could have been overran immediately. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm also going to tell you, there was also the way where they started at, there was also our veteran memorial park that our veteran memorial park is literally right next to that. So there was a lot of armed veterans standing right there by the park. So they weren't letting them get in, you know, because of everything else that's been torn up and tore down and desecrated and everything else. So they protest. They walked through the city, and they got past all the armed veterans. Hell, there was only a couple of cops there. It could have went bad in a heartbeat, but it didn't. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that because I agree with why people protest. I agree with why the major issues that are being protested in today's age, I believe in that. I agree with them 100%. But I do not agree with the little pussy. And we say this, and I'm going to do this. I've never done this before, but I'm going to play this one more time. I'm going to play this little thing real quick That way this protects me, and it protects the network, and it at least covers their asses in case it comes back on me. So I'm going to play this one more time before I finish my statement.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand.
Okay. With that being said, anybody who claims to be Antifa are a bunch of pussies. They're a bunch of chicken shit assholes that sit here and they try to take on whatever top political issues going on in the world to be able to – that's what they fuel their fire with. They try to use some kind of a legitimate situation, that an actual problem we have in this world or just in our country. We have an actual problem, and they use that as a basis, as cover to wreak havoc whenever they want. Now, I watched a protest in Atlanta. Thousands of people showed up, and it was a peaceful protest. Right behind all them were the stupid assholes that came in that started tearing shit up and acting like fools. Now, I live in Indiana. In Indianapolis, we had a protest. It started peaceful. Shortly after, the assholes were in behind them and came in and tore shit up. What they do is they're cowards because they hide. They wear masks. They hide their faces. They're cowards. And they use these protesters as cover and as makeup to hide who they are. So they can start shit and then turn around and it causes a bigger problem. Now, I'm not saying there's not a problem within the Black Lives Matter movement, because we heard the leader of Black Lives Matter on national television tell everybody that they would burn the government down and build it the way that they want it ran. And that's not the way to go about things. That's not how you get what you need accomplished. You know, but these problems arise, and then that leads to, and I jump back to all that because shit like that, the stupidity, the idiocracy of all of that leads to what we have now, the situation we have in St. Louis. Now, people sit there and they talk about, well, you know, they're fucking stupid. They shouldn't have had guns. They didn't know what they was doing. They had no right, this and this and this. Well, technically, yes, they did have a right. They have their constitutional rights and their amendments that protect them, and they have their rights. They're covered. They're lawyers. They have their permits. I'm sure everything was in check. I'm sure everything was good to go. They were protecting their ground. You come to my house, well, you're gonna see a gun pointed at you as well. But what the problem I have with this, and this is what I say with no training with this woman, was I think it would have been a lot less I don't think it would have been as bad as it turned out to be had she had any kind of discipline whatsoever. Because the gentleman, I can't remember how to pronounce her last name, but the guy, not once did I ever see him actually point his weapon at anybody, but the woman did.
Yes.
So that's the problem that I see. That's the one problem that I see with them. You're standing in your driveway with guns in your hand. Clearly, they know what the threat is if they show up on your property. They clearly know what that threat is at that point. Why do you need to point it at them? Because if somebody points a gun at me, it's going to be worse. It's going to be bad, because then I'm going to react in self-defense.
Yes.
So what reason did you have of pointing your gun at somebody? And this is what I was talking about. And I'm going to give you your moment, and then I want to jump in, because I was telling you about this little Facebook moment. You were laughing about it, and I'm going to get into it. And that's why I bring up that moment right there, because this is what started it all. So I want your two cents on this also.
You know, I'm torn right here, because first of all, we don't know. We haven't seen this video of the whole thing. I haven't seen the video of the whole thing. It's a really tough call. If somebody's on your property, how scared are you really? This guy obviously wasn't so scared, and he didn't feel threatened enough to start shooting. He didn't feel threatened enough to aim his gun at these people and really get into it. He's holding his gun, standing his ground, like Florida. Stand your ground. You know, you have the right to protect yourself and your property.
Right.
It's a constitutional law, like you said. You have that right. If they are not infringing on you, if they're just there on the street, they're being loud, they're breaking shit down, that's one thing. And you can stand there and you hold your gun. The second they get on your property and start really advancing, that turns it up a whole nother level. His wife was obviously getting emotionally involved. He was not as emotionally involved. She had the gun at those people. She was a loose cannon in that situation. She could have turned a somewhat bad situation horrible very, very quickly. One little twitch on that trigger, like you said, one little twitch. If somebody moved funny that she didn't like, she was going to start shooting.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I paused. I thought you were going to break off and go there for a minute, but you stopped. So no, you're absolutely right. Anyways, no, I agree 100%. But I'm sorry, but before I get into my moment here,
mm-hmm.
I blame the guy in this, partly.
Yeah.
I blame the guy in this. And the reason why is because this is your wife. You're married. You guys have guns in your house. If it came down to it, she actually had to help you protect what's yours, I don't think she could do it. I think she'd be scared. As soon as that first round come flying past her head, I think she'd fucking shit herself. And the reason being is because we see on the video how she was reacting. She couldn't handle – she had no composure whatsoever. She couldn't handle a bunch of people walking by her house. How is she going to be able to hold her own if it come down to it and she actually had to protect herself? And I don't believe she could have done it. And I blame him for not practicing and for not actually teaching her. My best friend, I love him to death. But if I knew that him and his wife both had guns and his wife didn't know how to properly use that gun, then I'd call him a damn idiot because he didn't teach her how to use a gun. But I also know my best friend well enough to know that if she has a gun, either she already knows how to do it and she knows how everything about it, or he's going to make sure she understands how to properly use that weapon in a moment, in a time of need, on how to properly maintain herself and what she needs to do and needs not to do. So I partly blame him because he should have taught her better. And if you don't know, if you're going to react like that and you can't handle a situation, and I understand situations get stressful. People's nerves get going, you start shaking. I get it. But if she would have known better, she would have known not to point that firearm until she was ready to use it. You don't point that damn gun until you're
distance.
Ready to fire. Exactly.
No, especially with the distance they had.
So I want to jump. I'm going to tell you about this little Facebook moment of mine just the other day. Yes. This guy I was friends with on Facebook, and I'm going to say his name, and I hope that he calls in. His name's Philip Shackelford. If you want to call in, the number you can do that is 718-664-9735. He posts on Facebook. He shared the post when this first happened. Missouri couple points guns at protesters marching past their home. Now, the comment as he captioned this, okay, so that's the article that he shared. He captions it saying, "Looking pretty pathetic, America." Now, so I read the article because that was the first time I'd heard about it. I hadn't been on TV or nothing, so that was the first thing I heard about it. And so I commented on there. I don't see how it's looking pathetic when the protesters went into a gated community, which is private property, and so the homeowners come outside to protect their property, given what's been happening in the world with protesting gone violent. It's their right as American citizens to be able to own a gun and protect what's theirs. Now, at that point, he says they weren't threatening anyone, and it was a peaceful march. They look like desperate morons with guns at people. This idiot gun culture, where people think they have a right to kill and menace people, is exactly why Ahmaud Arbery is dead. Go on somewhere with that Tor Fox News talking points. HuffPost is no more biased than your favorite news outlet. Now, I went on to talk about, you know, they weren't threatening anyone. But, you know, they did break into a gated community, breaking and entering, this and that. You know, I went on this long, nice long post. As soon as I hit send, It said that I was unable to reply.
Oh,
so
man,
I go back and I look.
You.
Right, that quick, because I didn't go toward, I didn't play into his narrative.
Yeah.
And so I was blocked and I was not able to reply. So I've been putting it out there for a couple of days now, letting everybody I know and posting it everywhere I can see that I know that might be seen by him. Letting everybody know I'm going to be on there and I'm going to be talking about this. So if you're listening, for blocking me when I'm trying to have an adult conversation over a legitimate situation we have two different views. So by all means, come on the show, let's hash it out. Because it was a cowardice act to block someone because their views don't fit your narrative. I mean, am I wrong?
No, a lot of people seem to do that nowadays. They post things online, which is so much different from, I mean, you know how it was back when you were a kid, when I was a kid, before the internet. Back in the day, you had your group of people that you had to tell your opinion to, but it wasn't all over. You couldn't tell everybody because you didn't have access to everybody like you do now. Now you have access to the newspapers, the news sites, any chat room you want to get in. It's a totally different world nowadays. That's why your opinion is still very important. Yet people want to throw their opinion out and then immediately block people that don't agree with it, that don't follow it. There's where all the arguments lie. Instead of having a discussion, an adult discussion, it gets heated immediately. Done. I'm done. You can't. People cannot have adult discussions anymore without getting so emotional they want to start throwing down. It's getting nuts.
It is. And it's sad. It's very sad because there's so many problems in the world. And if you look back through the years, we have our problems every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But what I disagree with is the fact that if you notice, everything gets worse on election year. Have you ever noticed that? Everything always gets worse on an election year. It don't matter who the president is. It don't matter if you like Trump or hate Trump, love Obama, hate Obama, love the independent guy that doesn't make it. But guess what? It always happens on an election year. And
everything's,
you know,
turned up. Everything's turned
exactly
up on election year.
Well, and if you look at it too, I mean, I know some people. Shout out to my guy Rock from the American Legion. He believes that, and I do too, but if you watch the news, a lot of this stuff, it don't matter if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're independent, if you're, you know, it don't matter what your views in the world are. If you watch the news, everybody hates everybody. And that's the problem we have in our world. Nancy Pelosi tore up Donald Trump's speech. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We know she hates him. We also know Nancy Pelosi's a damn idiot. You know, Adam Schiff's a damn idiot. Donald Trump is a fucking moron. Now, he's done some great things. Don't get me wrong. And if anybody wants to ask me what he's done, like I said, feel free to call in. I got a whole list. But I can also give you a couple things that every president's done. You know, I can give you bad things
yes.
the president's done. Every Democrat, every Republican, every politician is fucked. You can't blame our president. Why don't we blame the people that have been in office for 35 plus years? Why are we blaming all them? Why aren't we blaming Joe Biden for all the shit that happened before he started running for president? You know, look at how long these people have been in office. How is it not their fault? They've been in through multiple candidacies. How is none of this their fault? So then we look back and we look at all this stuff going on. Nancy Pelosi jumps up. Now this is where I try to say, this is where I like to, I do believe that the government orchestrates a lot of this. Physically
mm-hmm.
or just verbally, they orchestrate shit and make people believe them. So we get it from the left side, we get it from the right side. But I'm going to go specifically back to a moment here. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, or not Adam Schiff, hell, I don't remember who all was there. these Democrats, a group of Democrats, decided to go out and take a knee. Now, they were wearing the colors, the African colors that they were wearing. This is what cracks me up. They take a knee in remembrance of George Floyd. Nancy Pelosi couldn't even remember George Floyd's name. She said his name wrong. And then they take a knee in remembrance of George Floyd. But at the same time, and here's the thing, that this is the funny thing, the ironic thing about it. The colors that they all wore were colors to mark slaves back in the day. But they don't know this. And they still get praised because all they have to do is speak out against some dumbass that says the wrong thing, or because he doesn't have a filter. And people are too damn ignorant to realize stuff like this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on a rant that long, but, you know.
No. Go on a rant, dude. That's what we're here for.
But you see what I'm saying, though?
No, this is great. This is my first time on the show. I got to feel it out and see how this goes.
But there's so much stupidity in this world by following. There's too many goddamn sheep in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many sheep in this world. Actually, you know what? And I got to do it. I'm sorry. I got to do this one more time.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand.
With that being said, if you listen to the media and don't make your own opinion, and you don't make up your own mind about this, and you just listen to what they say, you are a fucking idiot. You are sheep in a country being led by morons. You are sheep, and your sheepdog is a damn wolf that will eat your ass alive. Plain and simple. People need to realize our government will never do for the American people. Our government, there are moments, there are good things. Like I said, Donald Trump's done some good stuff. I can think back, but I'd have to actually pull it up. Right off the top of my head. Just because he's done some good stuff, though, doesn't mean that he's perfect. He's not great. He's an idiot. He says dumb shit. He has no filter, which I actually love that about him. He has no filter. But people follow, they blindly follow politicians. They blindly follow the left or the right. And they just listen to what they say and be like, oh my God, there's the next, you know, I love him to death. I've got a friend of mine and I hope he's listening. He lives down in Florida. He told me one day that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was the next coming. She was the next great thing to happen to this country. Well, I love him to death, but I'll tell you straight up, you're a fucking idiot. Because this jackass don't know what she's talking about. But people follow blindly always leads badly. It always ends badly. I'm sorry. I mean, like I said, they're sheep being led by a wolf that will eat them up and shit them out. Our government has gotten to the point where they've been at the point where our people that are our leaders that are supposed to lead us to greatness, because we were supposed to be the best country in the world. They don't care about us. They care about what's going to win that next big American dollar they put in their wallet. That's all they care about is that next big paycheck. What can we do to stay in office? Why don't we have terms for the people that have been in? Why are they in for 30 plus years? Why can't we reelect for them? Why can't we have nominations and people running for office there? You see what I'm saying?
No, definitely. The term limits have been very staunchly opposed by people in power because they know too much change is scary for them. It's scary. And presidential term limits have been in place forever. We know that.
Right.
Senate term limits, the rest of the assemblymen, stuff like that, term limits are not the same. And unfortunately, they're not voted on by the people. It's crazy how we can't – everybody can get together and say, yes, this is a horrible thing. These people, like you said, they've been in office 35 years. Why can't we change it? It does need to be changed. But they are very, very strictly blocking any kind of change.
You are absolutely right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no, it's okay. We all know the reasons. Like you said, it comes down to money. It comes down to power. These people get in this position of power, and they don't want to move forward. They don't want to go further because they're in a very, very sweet spot. They're in the sweet spot, okay? They have power to block votes. They have power to vote for their cities, their countries, their states, whatever. But they also get the power from outside forces. You know, the big companies that are coming in, hey, we need this, we need that. How about we give you this under the table, this under the table? This kind of shit goes on, and that's why there's too much money there. This shit's never going to change until it's burned down, basically.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And with that being said, I am going to make one more comment, and then we'll go to break, because I got to say it right there because it means so much more.
Yeah.
What people fail to realize is we as a people, as a whole, we can overthrow our government and make a change. We can make the change that's necessary for our country to survive and thrive and become the best country with a united front. But that's the problem, is we need a united front to start that. And the media refuses to allow that happen. They will dictate what happens, and they will keep everybody divided, because what is there to talk about if everybody's getting along? We as a whole can make a change if everybody would just shut the fuck up, stop listening to the news, and start learning to get along and listen to each other and talk, get to know everybody, and I promise you, things would get better. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break. This is Cordell Drake, Like a Mystery.
The story begins when two salesmen go door to door to...
Like a mystery. to know your sign and smoke a little bud. Get down tonight and have a little fun. Is this too much to ask? Am I going too fast? I just want to touch up on you and make it last. I just want to know your sign and smoke a little bud. Get down tonight and have a little fun.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Opinion Battlefield on the Wicked Curiosity Media. Yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I messed that all up. We are back from break. That was Cordell Drake, Like a Mystery. Very talented artist. We had him on. I co-host on a show, Note by Note, which will be on every Friday. So tomorrow at 6 p.m., if you check us out, watch. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. That's another thing for our show as well. We are on Facebook. Note by Note on Facebook. You'll see a lot of our pages. Go to Wicked Curiosity Media. You'll see a lot of information and stuff. You can find it. We got a whole bunch of great shows on the network. We've got Falling from Grace. We've got Behind the Screen. We've got the Cinephiles. There's so many. I forget what all the shows are. Brian's got his own show. Brian, if you want a minute, I'll let you talk about your show real quick and when everybody can find that and or how they can find it and when they can listen.
All right. I do a show. This is every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Pacific time. It is called the Standing Eight Count Show. It's just a combat sports show. We do a little MMA, boxing, anything combat sports. And it's just a fun show, you know, call in and talk about anything you're curious about combat sport-wise.
Right on. But, and thank you for that. And you guys have a Facebook page up yet for that or no?
No, we have not got the Facebook page up. We are in the works, and that is coming up very soon, within a couple of weeks.
I'm surprised you ain't caught a whooping by the owner of the network, because she can be a mean.
I think that's coming.
Oh, you better get. She's got a big paddle too. It hurts, a big paddle. So definitely watch out for that. A big shout out to our station owner. She's got a great ass show called Falling from Grace. If you haven't heard it yet, you need to make sure you check that out on Facebook. I'm not 100% sure on the day and time. I believe it's on Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not sure, but check it out. It's a great show. But anyways, make sure you check us out on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a share, follow it. Make sure you stay up. We will be live every Thursday with the exception of next week, 'cause I will be out of town. So you can stay up and find out what we'll be doing. And we'd love to hear from you guys. So if you want to call in, number you can do that is 718-664-9735. Now, while we were on break, I was talking to Brian. We were going to talk a little bit about Colin Kaepernick, but we're going to push that back to the side a little bit. He wants to talk about the protesting that's gone on in the country that has turned violent. You know, if see if we could talk about it, see if we can get somebody to call in, maybe try and make some sense of this, because if you ask me, it's completely fucking stupid. So I'm going to try and not play the disclaimer again, but I might, you know, I might hit that soapbox again. I'm not sure. So, Brian, I'm going to let you talk for a minute, kind of get your take on all of it, what you see, what you hear, and what you know as well.
All right. Now, we've all heard of the protests. We've all been aware of all the protests going on. You know, big cities, little cities, doesn't really matter. It kind of hit the head, you know, a month ago, and everybody got worried. Everything kind of blew up when George Floyd was killed by, was it 9 police officers or was it 4 or 5? How many police officers was it? Because I don't remember exactly now.
There was 4 involved.
4 police officers. And obviously those police officers have already been, one of them for sure has been arrested on charges. I know they've all been fired. They're trying to take action on this, but this spurred the movement again, the Black Lives Matter. And most people are not against, you know, Black Lives Matter in theory is a good movement. They're saying, hey, we are getting treated unfairly. We're being profiled, this and that. And
yes,
when you look at what they're saying, it's a very, very good mission. It is. When they want to go out and protest to get more awareness, that's a very good thing. When their protest goes up the highway, that's a dangerous thing. Any protest that blocks highways, any protest that starts turning violent, turning into rioting, obviously is a bad thing. And that's been happening a lot. We've all, I don't know, you know, how close you were to this. In 92, when that happened down in L.A., what was it, 5 days straight of looting and fires. It was horrible coming back again. We had it got pretty bad. And
well,
it
see,
got scary for a lot of people, you know?
Right. Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah,
go ahead,
but
sorry.
It seemed like, no, it's okay, but it seemed like the whole point of the protest, the whole mission to bring awareness got lost in, well, let's just go out and destroy things. That's going to bring us more attention. And then, of course, you got the supporters saying, oh, you can't be mad because Black Lives Matter is because they're destroying property if you're not mad that black people are getting killed. That's not the point. The point is people are getting killed everywhere. That's one thing. You can't go destroying property when you're trying to bring attention to a very good cause. And I don't believe it's specifically the movement. I think it's certain people. Like I said, once a protest goes south, it goes south in a hurry. And
it does.
It does.
See, and I agree with you to a point about Black Lives Matter being a very good move, or for the initial reason behind Black Lives Matter. The reason I say that is because I agree 100%. There is, and I've said this before, I've said it in the past, I've said it on an old network I was on a long time ago. There is a problem. There is a very big problem with racial injustice, police brutality, and inequality in this country. There's a very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear from members of the Black Lives Matter organization, and they say, the stance on this is black lives should matter just as equally as white lives should matter, or white lives do matter. And I get that, I do. But when they go to the extreme of saying white lives won't matter until black lives matter, that right there, that right there becomes a threat. And it becomes an issue. And I think that's where there's a lot of misconception on this. There's things getting twisted and understandings not being understood because they word things. They bitch about Donald Trump wording things wrong, and then people in this organization word shit wrong. So when you sit there and say white lives don't matter until black lives matter, that's not the right way to go about it. Okay? Don't sit there and say all whites are privileged, because guess what? I'll say it right now. I ain't got shit. What I do have, I worked for. My uncle is a black man. And guess what? He is one of the most successful guys I've ever actually physically known with my whole, in my whole life. Because he has busted his ass, he's gotten education, and he works for everything he's got. This man has money. He's got a beautiful, he's got a nice house, he's got plenty of wonderful things to have inside of it. He's educated. Why? Because he sought that education. Now, I get it. There are many people in there. There are many black people that live in communities that are not able to get the education that they can, that they would be able to receive living in another part of the world, of the country, of the state, even in that city. But at the same time, we hear stories. There are stories of people getting out of that area, moving on in their life, getting an education. It can happen. It can be done. But that's not my fault. That's not my fault that life happens and people live places. Hell, I grew up poor too. I remember sitting at my house with no heat. We had baked potatoes for dinner, and we didn't have anything to put inside of them. We'd cook the potato and eat the fucking potato. We'd let it cool down so we could hold it, and we ate it. That was our dinner. We grew up like that. I wouldn't say privileged for shit. But when you sit there and you identify, or not identify, I'm sorry, you classify one race to another, saying, well, this one won't matter until this one matters because of this. Shouldn't everybody matter? So when you go into it and you look at it, and then you see all this, and they say, well, they're privileged, we're not, we've been treated like shit. I go back to it again. The government can help with this shit. The government don't help with this shit. Why? Because they control the population. To an extent, the government can control this. Now, why not help everybody? They've got money. How much money was sent out on a stimulus? Now, a lot of people didn't get a stimulus check. I get it. But how much? Do you know the number of how much money was actually spent to send out what stimulus checks they did send out?
I don't know the number. No, I know it was. I thought it was some in the trillions.
Right. Okay. So, if that's the case, and they can find a way to send money out, if they can send $1 trillion out to just random fucking people, why can't we find a way to help people in need? Why can't our government find a way to help people in need or help people get out? Why can't we help the homeless people in our country? Why are there homeless veterans on the street right now? Why are there homeless people? Last month, we went down to Texas. And I went into the Fort Worth area. I was close to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. me and my old lady, we went to the Fort Worth area. And we stopped at a gas station to get a drink and something to eat. I got back in the car. We got ready to pull out. Right as I'm getting ready to pull away, I look up, and there's this woman. Couldn't have been more than 28. Sitting on the side of this building. Had everything she'd ever owned right there in her pocket. Or right there, right next to her. Trying to sit in what little bit of shade there was, because, I mean, it was a hot, hot day. It was like 103 degrees or some shit. I mean, it was hot with the index and everything. This poor girl sitting there, dirty as hell, sweating and everything. And I gave her what I had. I gave her my drink. I gave her my sandwich. You know, I didn't have any actual money on me. I didn't have much on my card, so I couldn't get nothing out. But I gave her what I had. You know, but if I can do that, and our government can send out $1 trillion or more to just give people money, then, which essentially that's all they did, is just give people money, then why can't we help the people that aren't privileged, as some people would say? Why can't we just help people? Because it doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't put anything back towards them. It doesn't give them money. It doesn't give them anything. You think about it. We went out and everybody spent that money, right? Did you get a stimulus check?
I did, yes.
Did you spend your money?
I did not, no.
No, you have not spent it yet. Okay. So,
no.
Somebody gets their stimulus check, and I guarantee, I know they bought them, because I went to Walmart, because one of my little kids broke my oldest boy's TV, so we went out to Walmart to buy one. And our stimulus check, I don't even get one because I pay child support. But my old lady hadn't even gotten her stimulus check yet. We go out to Walmart. I got my paycheck from work. I go to get my son a little 32-inch TV, and they're all gone because everybody got their stimulus checks. So why did the government do this? Because they get their money back. They get taxes. Everything gets taxed. Mm-hmm. Why won't they help these people out? Because they're just giving to them, and they're not going to get taxed. So they won't get the money back, and that's why it is. They won't help people that are less fortunate unless there's something in it for them. You know, and I think that's the first time I've told anybody about when we were down there at the gas station, because I'm not looking for, you know, any kind of attention. I don't need that. Somebody was in need, and had I been able to help them more, I would have been able to help her a lot more. If I would have been able to do it, I would have done it. But then it kills me, because we go driving further down the street, and there's a building with 7 or 8 people just standing out there with all their stuff, homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad because I couldn't help another person. So why can't our government as a whole, why can't our country as a whole help everybody? Now, yeah, they say, okay, we ain't got enough money. Then where'd the $1 trillion come from to send out stimulus checks?
Yeah, they got that funded. They got that passed very, very quickly.
Yeah. We've got the money. And to be honest with you, if everybody put in a little bit of time, maybe volunteer a little something like that, you don't need as much money. You know, I'm an officer at the American Legion here in Richmond, and we just had a caller pop up, so we're going to give me just a moment. We're going to bring you on the line. But I work at the American Legion. We do things for the community around here. We have businesses donate materials and stuff, so we can help people with their houses and shit like that. Now, we donate money as well. We put in time. We volunteer time and stuff. But if people help more, things would be better more. But Brian, we got a caller on the line, so what do you say we bring them on?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Let's get it. Hello, you are live on the Opinion Battlefield with Brian and Brian. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, my name is Shauna.
Hello, Shauna.
Hi. Yeah, I've been listening to your show since the beginning, and I really don't know where to begin. I really don't. I've got so many different things talking from, about where this virus came from, to the riots, to what the government is doing. I really don't know where to begin. I kind of differ on what you say. I kind of agree on what you say. So, you know,
well,
give me somewhere where you want to go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with what you agree on, and then we'll get into what you disagree with.
I agree that Trump is a moron. I agree that he's not at fault for everything, but at the same time, he is at fault for something, because half the time when his advisors are trying to educate him on something, his mind wanders back to things like, just entertainment media and like what Rosie O'Donnell and her wife are saying about him. You know, he can't focus on anything because he's too absorbed with what Hollywood is doing. And I hear he takes breaks. He goes in and watches CNN, all this media that's just fucking drama. It's just entertainment. I mean, those news channels like CNN and MSNBC and stuff like that, they're not even classified as news. With FCC, they're classified as entertainment. And this is what he's filling his head with. So it's like he can't gather a thought process, because this is where he's getting his information. And I think when his advisors come to him and they're trying to tell him what's really going on, his mind is somewhere else, you know. And then he goes out to give a speech and he can't even gather his thoughts because he's all over the place. You know what I mean? So to
right.
an extent, you know, he's not completely at fault, because he is being led by people, but at the same time, he needs to fucking get his shit together and start paying attention to what's really going on. And he's not, because he's too involved with what Hollywood is doing, you know, because that's where he came from. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No,
that's
absolutely.
Just my
personal
opinion.
No, I agree. I agree to a point. The reason I agree to a point is because, once again, I go back to the media is biased. and they will only show us or tell us what they want us to know to incite more views, to incite conflict
and
possibly panic. Do what?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's the problem, is the news will only show us what they want to fit their agenda. So that's the downside to it, is we don't know everything.
It's also controlled by Big Pharma, because if you do watch those channels, every other commercial is for a prescription drug, and they want us medicated. They want us, living in oblivion so they can control. I'm sorry. That's my personal opinion.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you pointed that out, actually. So let's get into the interesting part of it. What do you not agree with?
What do I don't agree with? I don't agree that, like, okay, I get what you're saying, that, like, all lives matter. Okay, all lives matter, yes, we all matter. But you have to understand, the blacks, okay, this has only been, like, 10 generations since the African Americans were enslaved. And you have to understand, it's going to take a lot more generations for that to clear up, because they were, they've been treated like crap for years, like, utter shit. So, and the white people were treated way better than they deserved to be treated when these African Americans had to bow down to their feet. And so now I'm thinking, like, we need to, like you said, the government needs to come in with some funding and really get into programs to start educating everybody. You know, they need to get in. I don't know how they can do it, but they need to come in and just school everybody on how everybody needs to be treated. And where was I going with this? I'm sorry. I'm just like on the edge of my seat with this.
No. Don't apologize.
You know, it's going to take a lot longer. It's going to take more years and the bigotry will die out. The bigotry, I think, is more with the older generations, because they were raised in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, where still even back then, blacks were being segregated, and they were, no one is born racist, but even, the white people back then were taught to believe that, Africans and Americans are not equal. They couldn't use the same water fountains. They couldn't use the same bathrooms, right? So they were raised in that generation, and they're still around, and they're now trying to teach the next generations this. But the next generations are smarter, because, with Generation X and the millennials and things like that, we know better. And we're more open-minded to things. So it's it's going to change. It's just going to take a lot more time. And the bigotry, I think, will die out with the older generations. But then, too, that's part of why I think this virus was released, because, it only really affects the older people. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. So. Well, it supposedly, yeah. You say the bigotry will die out with the older generation.
Yes.
Okay. I have to disagree. The reason why, and I'm going to ask this, and in no way, shape, or form is this going to be an insult or anything like that, but can you explain to me your definition of bigotry?
Oh, bigotry is just, it's having an opinion of oneself, and it's like thinking you're entitled or better than somebody else, and putting somebody else down for color or race or origin or ability or disability. I mean, that to me is bigotry. It's whether they voice it or not, or they keep it to themselves, they're one-sided, and that to me is bigotry.
Thank you. I don't know if you hear it, but I'm sitting over here clapping, because a lot of people use that word and actually don't know what it means. But the reason I disagree, and if you were listening to the show, you would have heard, you heard me earlier talking about the little Facebook situation that I had when someone deleted me over the protesting situation that happened in St. Louis when I voiced my opinion, and I was immediately deleted. Situations like that. Now, this guy is a younger guy. He's maybe in his 40s. I know he's older than me, maybe mid 40s at the most, I would say. He's still a pretty young guy. But I see more, and I know there's a lot that I don't see and that I don't hear in the country, But I see more being me. I see a lot more in the younger generations. I see more bigotry in the younger generations than I see in the older generations. Now, the older generations, yes, you're right. They grew up, they lived in a time of slavery or shortly after when there's still an issue. But the problem is you have an issue where these people aren't listening. These younger generations aren't listening as well, and they refuse to be told anything different. Prime example, look at the Lincoln Memorial. They want to tear this down because it's a show of the past, because these people are so ill-knowledged when it comes to our past. They don't know who Lincoln actually is or what he's actually done, but they want it tore down. But then when people are trying to explain this to them, no, we can't listen to you because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, that's too, because they're being raised by, they were raised by the older generations, and they're also were, you know, they came at a time where I think that they were more entitled, more spoiled by, because, you know, back in the 50s, people had to really pull themselves up by their bootstraps and get out and work and stuff. But then as they came up and credit cards came out and things like this, they were able to live more comfortably. And I think that they tended to spoil their children and let them, you know, they're spoiled. They're spoiled rotten brats, those kids that are. And so, of course, they're like, oh, I don't have to listen to what you say because my mommy and daddy say I don't have to listen to what you say. You know what I mean? So, and they're being supported by their parents. I mean, I've gone in, I have gone back and forth with PTA and parent-teacher conferences where back in the day, people actually would take the teacher's advice and go home and whip their child for, you know, misbehaving in class. Nowadays, they stand up and yell at the teacher and scream at the teacher for, you know, telling them they're doing it wrong when it's not. It's the kids. The kids are acting out, and the parents will do whatever comes hell or high water to defend their child when their kid is a little brat. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I'm going to be honest. I mean, my mom didn't need the teacher to say it. My mom just beat the shit out of me. My mom beat my ass.
Yeah, right. Me too.
And
me too.
Right. And I remember not too long ago, within the last year or so, I remember seeing a video of a student in school that got up in a teacher's face, and because he asked him to sit down and calm down, say, you know, get under with class and everything. And he punched the teacher in the face, and the teacher swung back and knocked his ass out. And the teacher got in trouble for beating on a child, for putting his hands on a child, on a minor. And, you know, so I see what you're saying. I do. I disagree with the fact that it's the majority of older people. Yes, I get where you're coming from 100%. I do. But I think a more part of it is the not – I'd say – I won't say the older generation. I can't say the younger generation. But the unfortunate assholes in the middle that started to fight for change have now taken the knowledge from schools, and these kids aren't learning what they should be learning to know parts of history that do matter. I'll give you another example. When they tore down the Ulysses S. Grant statue, another guy that fought against slavery, he won the battle that led to the Civil War, that led to the Emancipation Proclamation written by Abraham Lincoln. So, these people just—they're so ill-informed because of I like to say that I'm part of that generation that has we have failed these young people, and people in the past 10 to 20 years before me have failed, because if we had not failed our people, our children and our grandchildren, then we would not be in the situation that we're in now.
Right. Well, yeah, too. I mean, you know, and I get things like, I feel about the Confederate flag. Like, okay, I think we need to get rid of the Confederate flag as something to wave on the floor. That, to me, is an evil symbol. And I don't, you know, I think we need to put it in a museum to where we can educate ourselves and know that it happened so we don't repeat it. But let's not be out waving it around. To me, it's bad as a swastika. I'm sorry, but it's, you know, and that's what it symbolizes to me. It just symbolizes, like, this inequality is just, I don't know. It needs to be put in a museum and in history so we can read about it and learn from it.
Well, see, okay,
but we don't need to be out waving it around.
Right, and if you look back in the history of time, the swastika was originally a symbol of peace.
I know it was. Yeah.
So it was transformed into something bad. Now, okay, so you go from something good to something bad. Now, let's go from something good to I know a lot of people in the South. Now, I don't know where you're from. I was actually going to ask.
I'm on the West Coast. I'm in California.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you kind of understand. I mean, I'm sorry. California has done some fucked up shit. Like, people allowed to shit on the sidewalks and stuff. That is crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I can go off there, but that's
wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. That is crazy, though. I'm sorry. But,
that's an issue in itself. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
is. But,
yeah.
So we go from good to bad. Swastika was peace. Now it stands for hatred. Now, I know a lot of people in the South that don't look at the Confederate flag as something that stands for slavery or, you know, anything in a negative manner. It means Southern pride. You know, that's that Southern cooking, that NASCAR race, that cold beer on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, it stands for so much more, something that was a horrible time in our history. So is it fair to say that there is a possibility that flag does not stand for, I mean, you got to think, we've got an old generation that may feel that way, but like you said, they're dying off. And when they die off, going by what you said, that older generation dies off, that line of thinking goes away. So maybe when that older generation dies off, that idea of what the Confederate flag is, it's really not, it doesn't stand as a Confederate flag more so as it does for a Southern pride flag.
Well, you have to understand that the African Americans too are also being raised to believe that is a symbol of evil, and it's a symbol against their prosperity. So where was I going with this? So what I'm saying is, why can't we rise above as a people and be bigger than that and say, okay, this is offending, you know, other people, so let's just take it away because we are America and we are greater than that, and we respect other people. Let's just get rid of it. And because we can rise above and do that. We're not China. We're not, you know, we're not communists. Let's just get rid of it because we respect us as a whole and it's offending people. So let's be done with it. That's how I think.
Now, can I ask you a question? Like I said, and if you've heard me, if you've listened to me so far, I stand kind of in the middle. You know, I see it from both sides. I try to step back and look from outside the box. Do you think we take off the Confederate flag because of what it stood for in the past. We've taken off we should take off the swastika because what it stands for, what it became to stand for in the past. So in a sense, should we take out the Black Lives Matter flag as well because of what it stands for? Because if you look at it, a lot of people think about this. They say Black lives won't matter, or white lives do not matter until Black lives matter. Now, that sounds really bad when it's worded like that, but that's the thing. Now, you've got the Black Lives Matter leader saying we will burn down our government. You've got Black Lives Matter screaming Black Lives Matter in the middle of burning down buildings and beating on old ladies two by four. I think that flag should be eliminated as well.
Right. I think so, too. I think we just need one flag that says all lives matter. You know, color should have nothing to do with anything. But unfortunately, we're still stuck in that mindset. And I think it's going to take quite a few more generations to hopefully bring peace about it. Because, and I don't know if we're going to see it in our lifetime, but, you know, maybe someday, right? Yeah, no, I think that all those things need to go. Anything mentioning color needs to go because we're all one. We're all one people. And it's not the color, it's the person. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. We need to get rid of anything like that. No Black Lives Matter, no white lives. I'm a disabled person. I live with cerebral palsy, okay? And I want to stand up and say disabled lives matter because did you know that it is illegal in this country to pay a disabled person less than minimum wage? So, I mean, we're a community fighting our own battle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to stand up and say, hey, disabled wages matter. And nobody cares. Nobody's going to listen.
Because
I mean,
the media doesn't dictate that is important.
Right. Well, it needs, okay. Whatever crazy universe we're living in there, but whatever. Yeah. That's ridiculous to me that that's not important. I mean, it's just,
I'm not saying it's not, but if you think about it, if the media does not talk about it, it's not important. The media decides what we
right.
hear. The media decides, and it is controlled.
Right.
So if
right.
the media doesn't
and
dictate that it's
controlling it, it's big pharma. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just been me and you today. Brian, you got anything?
No.
Well, I would love to do the show with you next time, Brian. You can have me on, and I will go at it with you because I've been listening to your whole show, like, about where, you know, you think that the government is controlling us with this virus, but I can guarantee you, and I fought this whole battle, too, with the whole I believe that this came from – this is Bill Gates doing. This is all Bill Gates. And, you know, he
I do
came
believe that
on
too.
And – In 2017, he did that whole TED talk on a virus is coming, a pandemic is coming. This is how we need to prepare ourselves. It's gonna be, you know, crazy. And he went on the TED talk in 2017, so he knew of this. And then he went to Wuhan. He went and toured a plant, right? He said it was a tech thing he was doing for his computers or whatever. But
yep.
he went into a chemical plant, but it was all covered up. It was all covered up. He knew he was the one that masterminded this all, and I believe, and I went through it all with. He came out with that Common Core curriculum in the schools, and
right.
I went to bat for that. I was protesting against that hard because I read some of the questions that were going to be on the state testing, which I opted my daughter out every year from that state testing, and because one of the questions I read that were going to be on that test was, it had the picture of the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland in the coat. And the question was, what is true about this picture? It's important to be on time. Rabbits look good in waistcoats, or people are just like rabbits. What do you think the correct answer was? It was people are just like rabbits. Okay, and this was Bill Gates pushing this through, and he didn't even have to be a politician. All he had to do was take his money and buy everybody off. And he got that Common Core all throughout the nation. Everybody had to adopt it. Nobody got to vote on it. It didn't go through Congress. It didn't go through anything like that. He just paid everybody off, and it went through, and we all had to adapt to this Common Core curriculum, which the math was insane. Trying to teach your kids that math was craziness, and it didn't make sense. None of it made sense, and I was just literally flabbergasted when I was reading that question, and that was going to be on a state test, that rabbits are just like people. And I knew then that he had an agenda that he wants us to be like communist China. He wants big buildings where people have to live 24/7 building his computers with suicide nets on the outside of the windows so they can't kill themselves. You know, I mean, my God, I know where this is coming from. And it's not, and he maybe, you know, he paid off enough government officials to run with his agenda secretly. So, but I know it's coming from Bill Gates. I have no doubt. Yeah.
I think that was awesome.
Are you
and up? I think you and I are going to have a lot of fun talking in the future. I see that happen.
Uh-huh.
So,
I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, I heard I'm breaking up.
That's
too.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I can hear you now. Yeah.
But I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I definitely look forward to having you on in the future, talking about a lot of stuff, and we'll definitely have fun doing this.
I would love to.
You are welcome to call in anytime.
Okay. Talk to Brian. Talk to the other Brian. He knows me. Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
And stay on the line for a moment. We are going to go ahead and take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll have about 35 minutes, and we're going to bang out some more stuff and have a little bit more fun with it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. And I'm going to leave you with Mike Snodgrass. Don't run away.
I realized something the other day when I was sitting all alone. You are so far away, and my heart feels like a stone. My eyes could see your face. I wish my lips could touch your lips. With my arms I would embrace, and you could wrap yours around my head. Why can't we be together? Why can't
my eyes to see your face. I wish my lips could touch your lips. With my arms I would embrace, and you could wrap yours around my head. Why can't we be together?
Everybody, and welcome back to the Opinion Battlefield with Brian and Brian today. That was Mike Snodgrass, Don't Run Away. Very, very talented artist. I love his music. Great song. So during the break, Brian and I were talking, and instead of talking about Colin Kaepernick this week, we're going to kind of see where things go for the week or for the next 2 weeks, since I'll be gone next week, and we'll touch base on it when I come back. But, Brian, can I get your thoughts on what we've talked about, the show and everything tonight?
It's been pretty fun. You know, this was my first time here. I enjoyed myself, you know.
Well, I had fun. We kind of, like, I don't know, we kind of stole the show a minute ago, and I apologize for that. Just kind of got going, and you, I mean, you know how it is. You've got a show. You know how it is. You kind of get in the moment. You just kind of roll, and you kind of forget about everything else. I apologize for that.
No, it's okay.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight. We are going to, like I said, we are going to be back in 2 weeks. We will be back, and I have no idea what the hell we're going to talk about, because – there are so many crazy things going on in the world right now, and more particularly in our country. And so we will be talking about some of that when we come back. Like I said, in 2 weeks. But make sure you check us out on Facebook. We are there. It's The Opinion Battlefield. Check out Wicked Curiosity Media. You can find the shows. We've got, like I said, we've got so many. Brian's got his combat sports show, and he knows what the hell he's talking about when it comes to that. We've got, like I said, we've got movie shows, behind the screens, cinephiles, We've got Angel's Hands. It's or not Angel's Hands. I'm sorry. We got Falling from Grace. It is an amazing network with a lot of great shows. So make sure you check all those out. But we will see you guys in 2 weeks right here Thursday at 5 o'clock. So until then, we will see you later.